Kjell alone med sin mare, mamma nu med mare dare. Fick mia kutter dare, mamma med pensaccia tu. Sitter unja vissa hål och inte va, inte vänner sempre bakalare där man rene. Ci picchia quando si è baccalata perché mi oh mamma la 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 la
oh mamma zoom zoom baccalata. Hi, this is Gerald Celente and it's Trends This Week. History before it happens. Keep you ahead of the news and on top of the trends. Thanks for tuning in. And again, if you want to call in, the number is 888-874-4888. If you hear any background noise out there, they're cleaning the streets up here in Colonial Kingston, getting rid of the snow. It was beautiful up here. Oh, I love it. Hudson Valley. This is the third Dutch settlement. Yep, more historic pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings in Colonial Kingston than anywhere else in the USA. And when we launched Occupy Peace and Gary Noll was up here to kick it off, we launched it at the most historic Four Corners in America. Yep, he was very gracious. He was a speaker at our conference as well. The only place in the USA where there's a pre-Revolutionary War stone building on each corner. And we kicked off the conference and Occupy Peace at the 1776 Academy. This was an academy for the kind of the upper class in the day. People like John Vanderlyn, the famous painter from the Hudson River School of Painting, was a student there. His work's in the rotunda of the Capitol. So, cleaning the streets, getting the snow out of here, but boy, the Hudson Valley is beautiful. On to the news. Woo! That Trump rally keeps going on. Keeps going on. New highs, a new day. Stocks keep reaching new records. Very important. We keep saying this over and 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 over again. People are very caught up in the, I hate Trump, I like Trump, I love Trump, I can't stand Trump, I think Trump's a jerk, I think he's terrific, rather than what is. So we just try to stay with the what is and keep our emotions out of the deal. And the what is, again, not good or bad, right or wrong, what is, you may like it or not like it, and that's fine. But still call it what it is. You call the spade the spade. And what this is, it's a rally because he's deregulating industry. More corporate profits, particularly for the multinationals and the big guys. Tax breaks for the very rich, and according to the studies that have come out and what he's proposed so far, those are the ones that are going to benefit the most. The rest won't get much of anything. And, of course, they said deregulation of industry. Let him get away with more pollution, more breaking rules to make more dough. And the tax deals, as I said, but also the ones, the foreign ones, where they'll bring back money. And also, as they do that, they'll repatriate bucks, and that'll be good for the economy. And, of course, the stimulus program that they talk about. How much they'll stimulate doesn't look like a lot of money. They're talking about $100 billion a year. You know, I mean, we've got a defense budget when you add everything into it. the black ops, the black budgets, and on, you're looking at over a trillion. So $100 billion ain't a lot of dough. Nevertheless, that's what's driving the markets. Most people are expecting a sharp market downturn, and so are we. But we're not, at this point, looking for a market crash. The market's gone up significantly, so if it goes down 5%, you know, so what? Remember, this is the greatest market increase from going on from Election Day to New Year's Day. The market spiked the most since Dwight D. Eisenhower was El Presidente. You keep seeing the numbers coming out. Another survey came out yesterday on small business optimism. It's now at a 2004 high. You look at these and you call them what they are. And what they are real. The NFIB Small Business Index, which measures small business confidence, hit 105.9, the best read since December 2004. Since Trump got elected, again, because of lower corporate taxes, fiscal spending, and deregulation, you're looking at the three large cap indexes, along with the small cap Russell 2000, hitting record highs. So now let's go back, because that's what tracking trends are. It's an understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. November, right? December, January, February. Three solid months of gains. Now, let's go back to gold. You know what we've been saying. And again, I've been on Gary Noll for a lot of years. And I was looking for a market crash. We changed our forecast when Trump became president. The business of America now is business. Dirty business, you got it. Any kind of business, but clean businesses too. Because it's also when you have a push, as he's doing, with Made in America, that also accelerates the buy local trend. It becomes buy national. So, yes, there's going to be dirty business, but clean business. Clean foods and the dirty foods. So when we're looking at it and going back to gold, as the economy gets stronger, the dollar gets stronger. The stronger the dollar gets, the weaker gold gets in the United States. But that doesn't mean it will get weak across the board, because it's a global economy. And as the dollar gets stronger, the other economies get weaker, what happens? The currencies go down. You're looking at Bitcoin spikes going on because of the yuan in China going down so low. And the people want to preserve what they have, so they're buying gold and Bitcoins. So 94% of Bitcoin activity in the last month and a half, 2 months, has been driven out of China. However, Bitcoin is just a digital currency. And what the Chinese government did a few days ago was they clamped down on some Bitcoin sellers. and drive the price of Bitcoin down $100. So they could interfere in the market and drive the price down on that. And they could do the same thing with gold. Because the stronger gold gets, the weaker the fiat currencies, the yuan, the pesos, the Turkish lira, the Russian rubles, the Brazilian reals, the Argentinian pesos go around the world, the Venezuelan bolivars, you name it. As the dollar gets stronger, those currencies get weaker. And then when the dollar gets weaker and gold prices really skyrocket, what do? They try to drive gold prices down. And what they do is they sell the paper gold market. They call it naked shorts. No, not those kind of naked shorts. Got to keep this clean. I mean, shorting the equity markets, the commodity markets trading in gold. So a lot of the gamblers go in and they're saying that the price is going to collapse. They put huge bets, billions of ounces of gold in bets, paper bets that they'll drive the price down. And it does. It works. And governments do it in collusion. However, unlike Bitcoin, which is a digital currency, and naked shorts in the commodities markets, which are paper currencies that you don't see, there is still the physical gold. And that's what changes the game with gold as to any other safe haven commodity as we see it. And again, we are trend forecasters. We are not financial advisors. So as we're looking at the markets and watching what's going on, it's very important to pay attention to it because it's a global nomic society. We've never seen a spike like this. And the numbers, they're not great, but they're not terrible. It's very important not to get caught up in the emotion of this as well. And one of the reasons why is that as interest rates go up, you're going to start seeing slowdowns, particularly in the real estate market, which have already peaked at the very top on the luxury end. So what we're going to start seeing is mortgage delinquencies among homeowners spike, particularly the ones with adjustable rate mortgages. And we're already seeing it as we're looking at wage problems, because although there is growth in the marketplace and you're seeing employment numbers increase, real wages are still terribly low, seeing hardly any gains at all. So the Federal Housing Administration mortgage delinquencies jumped in the fourth quarter for the first time since 2006. This is a big one to watch. And again, you're looking at interest rates going up as the dollar gets stronger. So it's not going to be a smooth ride up. And the other one to look at, by the way, are these subprime auto loans. You're going to start seeing a lot of problems coming in with that. And you hear that noise out there? That's the plow going down the street. And it should be done pretty soon. A little background music. doing a very nice job. It's starting to snow again up here. It's so beautiful. The mountains are covered with snow. So as we're looking at what's going on, it's very important to take the whole picture in. So overall, however, we're more bullish on the economy than we have been probably in the last 20 years. And a lot of my colleagues are still calling for terrible conditions ahead, more declines. We don't see it quite like that. So we still, again, look at gold as a safe haven asset beyond where we are. And that's very important because we have to look at what's going on overseas. And one of the big pictures to watch is the French election. I talked about this on Trends This Week last week. You had this guy that was winning from the established party on one of the righter sides of this fence, Fillon. And all of a sudden, they found out that he paid his wife and his kids almost $1 million in no-show jobs, so he's out of the race. That cat is gone. So who's that left with? Well, we have Marine Le Pen. And of course, she's from that party that wants to get out of the euro. They had enough of that eurozone thing. And unlike what happened in the UK with Brexit, well, they have the pound. They're not attached to the euro. But if France leaves the eurozone and they bail out of the euro, you're going to see a catastrophe in the financial markets like we've never seen before. It'll be worse than the panic of 2008. They're going to devalue their currencies as they go back to the franc. Yeah, we'll pay that debt. We'll pay it back in francs. And franc you. We're not going to pay you what you want in that debt. And the same thing in Italy with the five-star movement. If they bail out of the euro and they go into the lira, yeah, we'll pay back that debt. We're going to pay it back in lira. Going back to gold. That's why we see it as a safe haven commodity. There's really no one running against Le Pen that has the power at this point to beat her. Can they? You know, the election's in April, so we have a lot of time there. Will they? Take a trip to the Netherlands. Same thing. Different party, same story. They want out of the eurozone. Germany, the AfD party, out of the eurozone. One after another. That's the kind of thing to look at. So we're going to definitely see in the commodities markets and the equities markets turmoil. But again, it looks better than it ever did before since we've been tracking trends. So gold right now is around $1,225 an ounce, in that range. Our downside risk of gold is another $150 down. We give that number because it costs more than that to pull it out of the ground when it goes down another $150. The upside potential, however, is much greater. Gold for us has to stabilize over $1,400 an ounce. We've been saying this now for the last 2 years. And when I say over $1,400 an ounce, you have to see it to $1,480, $1,460, $1,440, $1,490, $1,460, $1,480, $1,470, $1,440, playing in that range. After it solidifies in that, we believe it's going to spike back toward the 2000 mark. While Americans like to call themselves the exceptionals, the world's a lot bigger than the USA. And it's bigger than the bucks. And the bucks don't stop here. It's worldwide. So that's where we are in the financial markets. That's where we see it going. And the other one to watch very closely is the Greek problem. It's back happening again. More debt coming up that they can't pay. And you know what they want to do? Take more money from the little people. Give it to the banks. Cut pensions and benefits, increase the retirement age to after they die, and more VAT taxes, value-added taxes on everything the little people pay for. So that's where we're at. Greece is in trouble again over its explosive debt, and it's not going to go away. On Thursday, the price of Greek bonds really fell sharply. They pushed up the yields on two-year notes past 10%. So the higher the yield, the more risky the bonds are considered. So again, we have elections coming up with the Dutch, with the French, with the Germans, with the Italians, and they want out of the Eurozone, the parties that are pushing it. And the parties that are pushing ahead, pushing out the establishment parties. So all of these deals, all that they do, these bailout deals, is they transfer these huge banking losses. The banks lose. You can't lose if you're a bank. You're not allowed to lose. They steal our money. They call it too big to fail. So they transfer these huge banking losses out of the banks and onto the backs of the taxpayers. End of story. Terrible corruption. Nobody goes to jail for it. Nobody gets punished for it. Because we live in a neo-feudal society. Take, for example, last week. You had that AIG lawsuit finally come to an end. The guys paid about $9 million in fines, way below the $50 million that they were supposed to pay. But of course, as with the billions and billions paid in fines by the banksters, nobody does any jail time at the top. Because in a neo-feudal society, it's very simple. You have two sets of laws. The laws for the political nobility who get a free ride for committing crimes like the Bushes and the Obamas, the Clintons, the Dick Cheneys, the Wolfowitzes, the Condoleezza Rices, the Samantha Powers, the Susan Rices, that wage wars based on lies and kill millions of people and displace millions more, and wound hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Wars based on lies and immorality, they get a free ride. The banksters commit billion-dollar crimes, destroy families, lose their homes, foreclosed on lies, no jail time. But yet, over there in Texas, last week, this woman, Rosa Maria Ortega, you know what she did? She cast ballots illegally in 2012 and 2014. Mother of four children. Last week, the Fort Worth judge, Fort Worth, not worth a dime, man. Worth. Fort Worth judge sentenced her to 8 years in prison and almost certainly deportation. Imagine that. 8 years in prison, a mother of four who voted illegally in Texas. It's a neo-feudal society. This woman has a sixth grade education. She didn't know it was illegal for her to vote. She owns property, she pays taxes, works, but she can't vote and she didn't know it. And they give her an 8-year sentence, 8 years. While they roll out the red carpet for war criminal Bush and Cheney and all the rest, the Obamas. You break the law. Make a turn without putting your signal light on. There's somebody on your tail, pulling you over, asking you for your license, your registration, your insurance. Where did you come from? Do you have anything to drink? Well, I had one glass of wine. Get out of the car. Stand on your head, close your eyes, and repeat the alphabet backwards. And here's the other thing. I was talking about Trump before. On the economic end, if there's a terrorist strike against the United States, false flag or real, we will lose our rights in a blink of an eye, just like we started to lose them under Obama. Oh, you remember what happened up in Boston with the marathon bomber? How they closed down the city and police went house to house with no warrants. People coming out of their houses with their hands raised. You liberals, you forgot that one, didn't you? It'll be even worse under Trump. That's where society's going. It's going down. The division we have in this nation, I've never seen in my life before. The hatred that's building, it's very important to understand the implications of this. Because the more fear and hysteria the more hatred that grows, the less beauty, elegance, and joy that's created. Very simple. That's the way it goes. And where it goes, you're seeing it, you're living it, and you're feeling it. It's going down. I've never seen a scene like this one before. And the Trump administration's stupid. What are they doing going on TV with all this, talking to these clowns about this issue and that one? Don't they have bigger and better things to do? Talking to O'Reilly. How about talking to Mickey Mouse? Going on all these shows. For what? Shut your mouth. You got work to do. But, so they're destroying their own election. And they're doing it with levels of stupidity that I've never seen before. You know, this guy Flynn, that they pushed out as national security advisor. There's more to it than what's meeting the mainstream media. Yeah, this guy was a loose cannon. There's no question about it. But what did he do? He had contact with Russian spies. No, he didn't. It was groundless. Nothing at all to do with that. Russian spies. This guy was against the CIA building as much as it's been building. He wanted peace with Russia. And all this thing about this guy with Flynn with Russia, it's just a continuation of what we heard before the campaign, during the campaign, after the election, at the election, and after the election. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. That's all we heard. The Russians, the Russians. And they haven't let up on it yet. Because Trump, throughout the campaign, pledged to improve ties with the Kremlin after they deteriorated so dramatically under the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Obama. They got this guy Flynn out because the neocons and the Democrats and the hawk Republicans wanted him out. Just again, these are unsubstantiated media allegations, anonymous information. It's a big deal. He talked to some Russian guys during the campaign. I'm telling you, when you read more about Flynn and how against he was with so much of the militarization going on and the CIA and the NSA growing into proportions they've been growing and him wanting to stop it, that's why they stopped him. The Russians are coming. Look how the Americans overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine under Yanukovych back in 2014. It was a coup sponsored by the United States. Victoria Nuland, our Assistant Secretary of State, was there. John McCain at Maidan Square, passing out cookies. So now, what if it was a coup attempt in the United States over Trump? Be the same thing. And when you see the way the news is building, there's more and more of that coming. And it's very unsettling, as I said. We've never seen anything like this before. Never. Where the nation has been so divided after an election. They used to say, look, this is who we elected. Let's work with that candidate, the new president, excuse me, and try to make things work. But again, this guy's far from perfect. Look at the people that he brought in with U.S. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, another Goldman Sachs guy. One Goldman Sachs cat after another. Yeah, he's going to drain the swamp. Drain them. Of what? That was like Obama was going to clean Washington and bring in all new people. Who's he bring in? Gates and Jones from the Bush administration? Hillary Clinton? Rahm Emanuel? One insider after another from both parties. So that's what we're looking at here. It's a whole new world. And as I keep saying, play the Trump card. Look at the positives and the negatives, not what you like or dislike. If I was making product now, I'd be stamping it made with pride in USA. I'd be promoting buy local like I never did before if I was buying and making local. Play the Trump card. Take out the top. Go for it. There are no rules. So as we're looking at what's going on here and how this is playing off and playing out, the stocks are real. You don't ignore it. Well, again, will there be a correction? Absolutely. And a sizable one. But we don't see a collapse. Not at all. Not right now. So if anyone has any questions, to call in at 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. You know, Trump came out. This is the propaganda in the New York Times. A shifting approach to Israeli settlements. This is this week. President Trump, who presented himself as a staunch supporter of Israel during last year's campaign, took a harder line on settlements in an interview published and indicated he was rethinking his promise to move the United States Embassy to Jerusalem. Mr. Trump told an Israeli newspaper that settlements, quote, don't help the process. And he did not believe that, quote, going forward with these settlements is a good thing for peace. They're building over 5,500 new housing developments. Let's stop with this settlement crap. Don't want to hear that word anymore. It's a joke. Settlements. stealing Palestinian land. And don't email me with your story of God gave it to you and God was a real estate agent and the Bible was a land deed. Don't want to hear it. Oh, they found a skull of a hobbit that went back 700,000 years ago, and you're giving me your crap about the Bible? Save it, kiddies. You're stealing land and building hatred and hiding behind this phony God card that you keep playing. Oh, yeah, Trump got real tough. He didn't get tough. He gave him a free ride. Look what happened when Iran legally tested a ballistic missile. Sanctions. Not letting people from Muslim countries come into this country. And again, I'm opposed, by the way, just so you know, not to Muslim immigration, to all immigration right now. I want to go back to the way it was back in the day, called the Great Depression, when they didn't allow anybody to come into the country until the country got back on its feet. We cannot take care of our own. The jobs stink. The wages are rotten. All you people that say we have to open up the borders, bring more people in, bring them into your house. You feed them. I don't want to pay for them. I want to pay for Americans now, not new ones that are coming in. I want to build a country now and bring it back with middle-class jobs, middle-class income, and a middle-class way of life without bringing new people in. But going back to Israel and Trump talking about, oh, this isn't nice. It's not good for peace. It's against international law. Could you say that? Could you speak those words? It's against international law. It's a violation of international law. And they keep getting away with it. I've had it. Enough. I wonder why there's terrorists. Can't figure it out. Oh, you like stealing people's land and turning it into an apartheid state? Oh, and they shot rockets at us. Yeah, how many rockets had killed Israeli people since 2004? I forgot the number, but it's like under 20. How many did Israelis slaughter in Gaza over the last 20 years? How many buildings did they destroy? Tens of thousands, that's what. I've had enough of this. But they keep getting away with it. But when other nations break the law, international law, even when they don't, you have people like Samantha Power and Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice and Susan Rice and Obama and Trump and Bush and Cheney, bombs away. But Israel could get away with the murder that they want. And then when you call them out, they throw this cheap, you're an anti-Semite line at you. Save it, kiddies. My last three girlfriends were Jewish, just for the record. And a lot of my friends are. So save your anti-Semitic baloney for the people that like to swallow your crap. Because you're causing destabilization around the world, and I don't want you taking my money anymore. Why are we sending our money to Israel? This isn't a third world state. They don't need our money. They only need it for more war. I want my money staying in America. I am an American. I don't want it going to Italy. And I'm Italian descent. Why should it go to Israel? I'll tell you why. Because of the Israeli lobby in this country that makes these little politicians crawl like little boys and girls that don't have the courage to stand up to them. It's an atrocity what they're committing over there. And they keep getting away with it. I've had enough. A shifting approach to Israeli settlements. 5,500 new houses. And of course, in the New York Times, they call it for the occupied West Bank. For stolen land, capiche? Occupied. So, if there's going to be peace on earth, how about morality? And let's call it a level playing field. And stop treating one group better than the other. Let's stop this discriminatory practice of building Israel up above everybody else. And no one can rise as high as they can. I've had it with this one. Because they're going to bring us to more war. And you saw it again. The other thing that I didn't talk about, Israel's not only building on occupied land, they passed the law where they could expropriate any Palestinian land that they want. And then what's the response from Netanyahu? He starts talking about Iran. That's right. Iran this, Iran that. We got to watch Iran. What does Trump do? Sanctions against Iran. So here's the deal. You ready? Israel and Iran, for whatever reasons, start a fight between each other. And the United States finishes it. How about that for a scenario? Because that's a possible one. It's not looking good over there. And again, I want to tie it all together. With this kind of destabilization going on that barely makes the news in the way it should be told, and the hatred that keeps building, that's why gold is a safe haven commodity in these times of economic and geopolitical uncertainty. And the geopolitical and economic uncertainty is running high. Do we have any calls out there? Who do we have? David?
Thank you very much for all the information you provide. What gets to me is that when they talk about the Israel situation, Palestinian situation, the word justice is completely eliminated from anything about peace. They talk about the peace process, many people, but no one talks about justice.
Well, it goes back to what I was talking about before in a neo-feudal society where there are two sets of rules for the economic elite and the political nobility. So the word justice, you're spelling it wrong. It's J-U-S-T-U-S, just us. Yeah. We're the only ones that get fined and punished. The political nobility and the economic elite get a free ride. So that's why there's no justice. It's just us.
Yes, it does. Also, I looked in the dictionary. I looked up the word Semite, and the dictionary seems to say that there are a number of groups that are Semites. It's not just, Jewish people. So when you say anti-Semite, and I guess it's been arrogated.
It's a cheap shot, because here's the other deal. Most of the, all of them, all the prime ministers of Israel are Ashkenazi Jews. They're Eastern Europeans.
Yes.
Golda Meir, Ben-Gurion, Sharon, Netanyahu, one after another. They're all Ashkenazis. They didn't convert to Judaism, what? I think they were like 700, 600 A.D.?
Yes.
And they're playing this game that, they're Eastern European. And then I get these emails too. Oh, the DNA says, save this garbage for other people. Don't give me that line. If you're going to call yourself an anti-Semite, like you pointed out, yes, the Palestinians are Semites. People born in the Mesopotamian region are Semites. Not people born in Eastern Europe, the Ashkenazi. And they're the ones that are in control. All this is, it goes back to Herzl when they started this whole Zionist movement in the late 1800s. And when they were colonizing all of the Middle East and Africa out of Europe. And so all this is a colonization deal that happened after World War I with the Balfour Agreement and the UK and the Rothschilds. The facts are there. They made up this damn story, and they keep shoving it down our throat like we have to keep swallowing it. And again, it goes back to the destabilization, and it's very important what I'm saying. Watch out for something between Israel and Iran. You could go back and watch this Netanyahu at the UN when he had that little cartoon bomb. Remember that one? When the cartoon with a big fuse on it, a cartoon bomb, you could look it up. And the bomb was that Iran had lit the fuse for nuclear weapons. This is Israel talking with what? Over 400 nuclear warheads? That's not a member of the non-proliferation nuclear agreement? That Israel that's allowed to do it? But nobody else is. Hey, we could have them, but you can't. We can kill you, but you can't kill us. And if you kill us after we kill you, then you is an anti-Semite. It's like America getting, when people attack America, after America kills, occupy Iraq. Kill all the people over there. Ah, just a couple of million, not all of them. Give them no future. The people that fight back are militants and terrorists. Like them Taliban terrorists over there in Afghanistan. Oh, you mean the people that used to run the government over there before the United States intervened? Because there was a guy named Osama bin Laden hiding over there, and we had to go get him. So it's all of this war, and they keep camouflaging it with different stories. And that's the end of the story. We got E from Edgewater.
Hi, Gerald.
Hello there.
Yeah, it's like a wrestling match. It's all choreographed. They got us coming and going, and we're all spinning around, believing in all their lies that they're telling us. And, it starts from the top. They're all making like they're fighting with each other. They're all friends. They go to parties. They have a good time. Then for us, they show us all this animosity. And then it trickles down anger. And then it ends up taking over us, and then we lose it, and we're going to lose it soon, the way things are going. Capitalistic system is only good if the people are working and consuming. Got too many people on relief, on this, on that. It's no good for the capitalist system. I think that's why they're vaccinating so much and putting this fluoride and all. They want everybody to die before they're 65. This way, the Social Security doesn't have to worry about it because nobody will live long enough to get any of it.
It's interesting what you just said about vaccinations. In Italy, again, to show the people that they have the power, in America they're not doing it. the people have the power to make the changes. You saw the demonstrations going on in Romania. The people haven't stopped to try to overthrow the corrupt government. You're seeing, I talked about Le Pen in France with Geert Wilders in Netherlands and the AfD party and the five-star movement in Italy. The five-star movement in Italy now is pushing very hard against vaccinations and forcing parents to have their children vaccinated to go to school. And they're becoming very successful with it. So what I'm saying is that people do not realize the power that they have. They keep crying about what's going on and not fighting about how to stop it. And they're doing it in other countries. So when you talk about vaccinations, there's an example for you. It's hardly making the news in the United States because they're forcing us with more and more vaccinations. Oh, and just another note, by the way, on the Israel and the Trump and how they're saying, you know, he's taking stands. You know, his son-in-law there, the kid Kushner, you know, they're very involved with Netanyahu, his family. As a matter of fact, when Netanyahu was here a number of years ago, his father hosted him. Kushner's father was this real estate mogul. And you know where Netanyahu stayed? At Kushner's house, in Jared Kushner's bedroom when he was a young guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the people that are negotiating for us.
He told Donald Trump not to have Chris Christie as his running mate because of Bridgegate, and he told him to go with Pence instead. That's how
it was.
Well,
it wasn't Bridgegate. It was what happened was when Christie was partially responsible for Kushner's father going to jail.
Right. That's why he did. Right.
But yeah, for tax violations or something.
He used that other excuse to get him not to run because he said it would be bad press. So he got to Christie through, under the table, you know. He said,
yeah, but anyway, Christie's no fan of mine anyway, but I want to make the point.
I wouldn't have liked him either. But Pence is no, I mean, is any of them any good? I don't think
Well, I'm trying to say about the Israeli issue here, that now we have this guy Kushner, this young guy.
Right. Son-in-law.
In bed with Netanyahu, the family, and they're doing negotiations here. What are you kidding me? What am I, 6 years old? They're stealing land and they're covering it up.
It's like Israel's part of the United States anyway, you know?
So that's what we're looking at. So thank you very much. We're going to be closing up soon.
All right. Thanks very much, Gerald. I looked up deplorable in the dictionary and it was a picture of Hillary Clinton.
Huh? Again, they're all deplorable to me. Thanks
a
lot.
Have a good week.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Trends this week. And remember, the future is in your hands. Don't drop it. Because if you do, you're going to lose it. Figure me a cutter, mamma, me pensaccia tu.